Good afternoon, and welcome to day number two of the Slam Dunk to the Beach.
A new era dawned in Delaware sports this weekend, and it looked an awful lot like an old era.
It's just like being back home again.
Curtis Watkins has been scouting and ranking high school basketball players in Delaware since the 90s. For years, one of the biggest events on his calendar was Slam Dunk to the Beach, an annual holiday tournament that attracted the nation's biggest talents.
We had the top NBA stars play down here. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony.
Down here is the Delaware beach town of Lewis, an unlikely venue for basketball royalty. Just as unlikely was the tournament's sudden demise, triggered by the arrest of organizer Bobby Jacobs on charges of theft. That was a decade ago. Now, thanks to the work of Matthew Robinson and the Delaware Sports Commission, Lewis is again a temporary mecca of the hardwood. It's also, Robinson hopes, a temporary magnet for dollars.
As we've heard it multiple times that this would have been a downtime these couple days leading up to the new year, and the businesses are feeling the impact of the event going on.
Observers say the tournament doesn't quite have the carnival atmosphere it had in the old days, but the competition is still fierce with top teams from seven states and the district. And crowds have been big, Robinson says. Robinson won't say how big until the tournament ends Monday night, but there are signs and sounds of hope. From the Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.